Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast, conducted in cooperation with Marketing Props. Today I'm speaking with Bill Dugan, author of the book Strategic Intuition, which has just been reviewed by Wall Street Journal, and he's also a Columbia Business School professor. So, Bill, is there any science behind how and when people get their best ideas?
It's the science of flashes of insight,
Okay. Which
is recent as of really the late 90s. A group of people won the Nobel Prize for it in 2000. And it's a science of how ideas or really information or thoughts combine in the mind when the mind is relaxed. And this really overturns a previous notion of the two-sided brain, of creativity on one side of the brain, analysis on the other side. And the science is actually quite interesting and profound, and I have a handout, actually, that I'm going to give our group today on people solving mathematical problems in their sleep.
Fantastic. I've often thought that sometimes you could take a thought like that with you sort of to bed and let your mind sort of work on that.
Yes. The mind literally makes its own connections, but of course you need lots of things on the shelves of your brain to begin with. So there's work to make sure you know things.
Correct. And which leads me to the next term of intelligent memory. So would you give us a definition of what you mean by intelligent memory?
Intelligent memory is the taking in and storing of information from the past that constantly recombines to give you your thoughts of the future.
Okay. So how is expert intuition different from strategic intuition?
Expert intuition is rapid in familiar situations. Okay. It's how a tennis pro knows from the speed and angle of the opponent's racket where the ball is going. So it's the repetition, and it's quick, and it's in similar situations. Strategic intuition is slow. It's when something's been on your mind and brushing your teeth one morning, it comes to you
right. What
the answer is. It takes a long time for all these connections to happen because it's more complicated because you're facing a new situation.
Okay.
So it's not rapid at all, and it's in new situations. But if you slow down the expert intuition MRI, it's actually very similar to what the scientists see on the screen.
Excellent. Now, is this applicable in the marketplace or even in larger group-type situations?
What I didn't show your group today, it's in the book, is there is a tool I found. I forgot to mention to your group that I didn't invent any of this.
Okay.
I stole it all.
Because
great artists steal. Exactly.
Right.
That you're combining things that you didn't invent, typically, in your mind. At General Electric in the late 90s, I found a team method that amazingly recreates over weeks with many people the function of intelligent memory in a single mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite amazing. And they had already figured it out. So this is what I teach. If I had more time, another 2 hours,
sure,
with your group, I run people through that.
Right.
And it's very applicable, and it's an eye-opener because it's a missing link between strategic analysis, where you understand your situation, and strategic planning, where you work out your plan. This answers the question in the middle, where do you get an idea to plan around?
You often see markets sort of taking ideas sort of from each other and then creating new products that come from that.
I think in product design, this is an old idea.
A rampant idea.
Right, and a very, very well-known idea, a very successful idea. IDEO, for example,
mm-hmm,
uses this method,
sure,
all the time. And they especially make sure to combine things from very different industries and products, which is very good. And that's where the innovation comes from, but they did exist before in different elements. The strategic level, where the same thing is true for courses of action,
right,
not just for projects, is what's new about strategic intuition, but really what's old about strategic intuition, because as you look back in military history especially, indeed you do find the idea.
Interesting. So making it a little bit more relevant to my audience, which is really business-to-business technology marketers.
Mm-hmm.
So how can marketers potentially harness strategic intuition, or what should marketers be thinking about in order to harness strategic
intuition? Well, I have nothing specific to marketers.
Okay.
I have the general point to anybody who's trying to do anything well or better or creatively, and that is that you must ask yourself, you must break down your problem or situation as best you can in draft form, really. So what are the five or six things we need to figure out here? And then you have to ask the most important question you can ever ask to solve any problem of any kind in the world is, has anyone anywhere solved any piece of this puzzle?
Right.
If you do not ask that question first, you're reinventing the wheel or going to make the same mistake somebody else made. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how people do not ask this question. They do not start with a treasure hunt.
Right.
So my advice to your marketing audience and anybody is start with a treasure hunt. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much.